IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
We're going to be talking about the situation that seems to be unfolding at the Fairmount Club, where people are being evicted. We're going to be talking to one of the people who has been evicted from living there. I believe that we do have Hilda on the line. And Hilda, very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Hello, sir.
Hilda, what happened? When did you receive notice of the eviction?
Yes, sir. I will explain to you. We are here by the soccer field in Fairmount. And so other people have got 15 years, some are 10 years, some are 5 years, 10 years. This building, nobody was using it. And so from 2017, they came here, they told us, why are you here? We told them, we gave them the reason. Some are not working, some are doing part-time jobs, and they can't afford to pay rent. And so they did leave. And so last year they came with a letter so that we can go to court with them. So that when we go to court, we have to be with them. We don't know the judge or whoever. And so we went to court on the 21st of July. And then in court, they wanted only two people because of the corona. But the judge said, we must wait for the court order letter. We mustn't go anywhere. Okay, we waited for the court order letter till yesterday. We didn't get it. But yesterday by 10 o'clock, the Red End and the Central Police and the Metro Police came here with the municipality papers. They took us out without saying anything. We did sleep outside in the rain, and then now we did wake up. Whoever goes to part-time job is going to the part-time job again. There's nothing we can do. We need help.
Wow. So what is going to happen? Yes. What is likely to happen now? I mean, what have you been told? Is the ability to find you alternative accommodation? Is there, is that being offered to you?
They didn't talk about taking us out, and they didn't promise us any accommodation. They didn't say anything. And even yesterday when they come here, they have got no eviction letter.
And you say you've been living there since 2017. How many people are living there at the moment?
We are 25.
Right. And has anybody left, or is everybody waiting to see what the situation is?
We sit outside. Everybody's outside. We are right. Outside. Yes. We are outside. Oh. We did sleep outside, all of us.
That's terrible. That is really, really very, very difficult situation. Hilda, thank you for taking the time to speak to us. We're going to speak later this morning the ward councillor.
Anyone
try and see if there's anything that can be done. It is 8:15. I'm Howard Feldman. This is Your Morning Mayhem. We're talking about the situation that seems to be unfolding at the Fairmount Sports Club. That was Hilda Hamese, who is a resident who is being evicted, trying to understand and what the situation is about.